As Catherine Connolly prepares to become Ireland's 10th president on the 11th of November, that's just 2 weeks' time, the fallout from her election and the dismal performance of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael has left the leaders of both of those parties facing internal pressure. Let's talk now to Mary Regan, political editor with the Irish Independent. Mary, good morning and thank you for taking our call. Let's start with Fianna Fáil. There's certainly unhappiness in the party over how the leadership of the party handled the selection of Jim Gavin. We heard it over the weekend from John McGuinness on This Week, and John Lahart also from others in the party. How does that translate into a threat to the party leader then? Is it a real threat to his leadership?
I think for now it's more likely, Justin, to be a sort of chipping away at Micheál Martin's leadership. There doesn't appear to be any immediate threat. There was some discussions around whether signatures might be gathered for a no confidence motion in the parliamentary party. That would require 12 signatures to be gathered. Now, while the numbers would probably be there to get to the 12, it's unlikely that those rebels would go ahead with that without a sort of challenger to Micheál Martin. And now it appears at this point that there is no challenger coming forward, because the most likely successor being talked about is Minister for Justice Jim O'Callaghan. And as things stand, nobody in the party really that I've been speaking to believes that he is prepared at this point to challenge Micheál Martin's leadership. He's, you know, in the justice brief, he's a lot of work to get done there. And he isn't, you know, that long as a senior minister. So he has other work to do. But obviously these things often take on a bit of a life of their own. So at this point, yes, there are concerns, not just over the presidential nomination process, but other issues in the party, and they're venting those concerns.
And if not now, then when? I mean, some people have suggested that the time for a change may come at the end of next year, after Ireland has held the presidency of the European Council. I know John McGuinness said over the weekend that that is too long to wait, but is there a sense internally in Fianna Fáil that other people in the party might be prepared to wait until at least then before instigating any challenge?
Well, I think there are kind of three schools of thought now in the party. There are the rebels who believe that, you know, change is needed in light of the presidential campaign. Then there is the Micheál Martin loyalist, which would be ministers and senior people around him. And then there's a sort of middle ground in the party. And I think what you could say is that Micheál Martin is on somewhat borrowed time amongst that middle ground, who would have been more supportive of him and his achievements and what he's done to sort of bring the party back from the brink since 2011. But what they would tell you is that they are concerned now over a number of things. First of all, the sort of level of achievement that there has been since this time last year. The general election was almost a year ago, since Fianna Fáil got back into government in January. What has moved, what has been achieved, and the big issues like housing, a lack of ambition is what they would talk to. Another is the budget. They feel that there was nothing for Fianna Fáil people to sell their voters from the budget. 2.8 million workers, they say, many who were Fianna Fáil voters in the past, and they've nothing to show for it. So I think what we might see now is Micheál Martin buying some time. The Fianna Fáil's centenary anniversary is early next year in spring. Then you move into the EU presidency, and you know that if he can get to those points sort of while still in situ, they are unlikely to be any moves against him while those matters are being dealt with.
And then Mary, in Fine Gael, we heard Sean Kelly on the News at One yesterday saying that he'd been shafted by the party. He wasn't exactly glowing about the party leader, Simon Harris, either. Are there questions being raised in Fine Gael now about Simon Harris and his leadership?
I think the questions in Fine Gael aren't so much around the leader himself at this point. It's more the inability of the party for the past while now to be able to fight successful elections, to be able to win elections. Remember, they have no real election wins since the Enda Kenny era. So they are now two party leaders later and nothing much to show for it. But you'd have to say that looking around the parliamentary party in Fine Gael, many of their TDs are first timers. There's no one there really willing at this point of Simon Harris's leadership to take that on. However, we do expect a lot of soul searching and questions to be asked within Fine Gael over the next while.
All right. Mary, I know that you are reporting on the front page of the Irish Independent this morning. The headline states, new series of payment issues uncovered at RTE. This involves a series of payments, around eight payments of up to €30,000, which were picked up by RTE's own internal financial processes. They mainly relate to pensions. What can you tell us about that? What time period are we talking about here, and what more can you tell us about these payments?
Yeah, these are issues that have been brought to the government's attention by RTE itself. It was report done by the Chief Financial Officer in RTE, Marie Hurley. She took over last year following the series of controversies around payments and other issues in RTE. And what that uncovers is a number of financial issues that have been flagged as, you know, to the government, and the government has concerns about, mainly around pension payments. There are eight payments that were brought to the attention of government, ranging between €10,000 and €30,000. In one case, a family member of a former senior executive in RTE was receiving pension top-ups. There are other issues around ownership of valuable artworks, land, and these appear to be issues that were in RTE's past. You know, like the statement from the organisation has said, they were in previous years, if not decades. So they do raise concerns within government, and the Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, is looking at these issues, and he plans to bring issues around it to Cabinet in the coming weeks when RTE's report for 2024 is brought to Cabinet in the next few weeks.
Okay. Mary, thank you very much. And RTE did say that these are past issues. In fact, that they're, for the most part, years or decades old. They were identified and addressed by RTE and were brought to the attention of the department, as Mary has just reported there. Mary Regan, political editor with the Irish Independent, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning.